from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
After you've had a few.
Yeah,
that's this show.
Riding in my car. And I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink. And I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, things.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes until somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. My man John Freaky hanging out with me, filling in for Mike today. We are live at the Tour Championship. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to have you listening on this Friday. We hope you're having a great day. John Freaky, first and foremost, I got to say this. For those of you who know or may not know, John has been doing the shows from the Studios North, which is basically his house. And today is the first day that I've had a chance to see him in many, many months. So, first of all, man, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
You know, I'm glad that you're back out, and hopefully, you know, there's more of this as we get to the fall here and we get some fall weather. It's hot out here today.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. We get some fall weather. So I just want to acknowledge that, man, and say thanks.
No, I appreciate
for being out here, and more importantly, it's good to see you, and I'm glad that everything is going well.
It's good to see Turtle. It's good to see Mike. It's good to see Abe and Randy were just dropping by here, so it was good to see them. Haven't seen a lot of people in a long while here. You know, but Mike Bell should be here.
He should.
Because he's missing out.
He is.
Mike kind of owns this tournament. If you don't know, there's a little inside golf, I guess, is that when we come out to this tournament every year, Bell kind of runs it.
Well, here's the deal. We got here today, and literally, he's still in Italy. He'll be back next week after going to the game over there in Ireland. But he sent me a picture today, and he goes, I got something for the studio. And I said, what is it? So he sends me a picture of a Chuck Norris bobblehead.
Chuck Norris?
I have no idea where he found this.
In Italy.
Yeah, what's going on? But he sends me this picture, and I'm showing John right now. He came across a guy on a street that had all these different bobbleheads, and he's like, I'm bringing this Chuck Norris bobblehead back.
Okay.
So that's Mike, though. He's an impulsive buyer. John, we got a lot to talk about today, and guys, it is a football weekend. John and I are so happy. Last night, I'm sitting there. I'm watching Colorado and North Dakota State. Great game, by the way. Better than I think a lot of people expected.
Well, it wasn't such a great game for the referees.
Well, listen.
I mean, the officiating was a little like crap.
I think, though, people thought just because of the name brands, Colorado's going to blow doors. And nobody who doesn't, you know, people who don't watch football don't know about that North Dakota program and how
they don't know about North Dakota State?
No.
I mean, back to Carson Wentz and then through Trey Lance and all the championships they won.
John, you know what happens. The average fan looks at the game, they look at the names, and they go, oh, Colorado's going to kill them.
That's the nature of it. Like six 1AA national titles.
And I'm willing to tell you right now that no one in this tent can name one North Dakota State player.
I just named two.
You know it. We're football fans. We watch this stuff. That's what happened last night. A lot of people were like, oh, this is going to be a blowout. Point is, it was a close game, came down to the wire. But this weekend is chock full of great games. We cannot wait to talk about them, and we will throughout the course of the show. But we got to start with the Braves because last night was heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. I thought.
Sorry, I'm choking. Oh, no, that was the Braves.
Well, I thought for sure, John, that you know what? This was going to be the start of a really good series for us. And even though Charlie Morton was struggling, I kept saying, okay, they're finding a way to get out of these innings. We're okay. We're okay. But then it finally came back to bite us.
Well, it was the bull. Oh, thank you for editing that, by the way. The bull. Yeah, I did it again last night. Yeah, that was a little disappointing. 4-0, you got Philly on the ropes. You got all this momentum, and the sort of Braves are doing the sort of Braves thing. And Matt, I didn't know Matt Olson was still on the team.
Where has Matt Olson been? Where has that guy been?
It went over the batter's eye, hitting a second. It's like, dude, you decided to show up. Congrats. But I'll tell you what, a couple of thoughts. The whole Soler defensive replacement thing has got to go. You can't take his bat out of the lineup.
Were you at least a little bit concerned that Snit didn't pull Charlie Morton earlier?
A little.
Okay.
But then, bummer.
I will say this, and Snit, he does such a good job of, it's a feel, right?
Right.
For a manager to say.
He's talking to the pitcher when he comes off.
Yeah, you know. I need to go get a guy, and I know when I don't need to go get a guy. And with the guy with 20-plus years of experience, mm-hmm. I'm going to take his word for it if he says, hey, Skip, I'm okay, or I can work through this. But sometimes, you know, you got to save yourself. You got to save the player from himself. Mm-hmm. Last night I thought was one of those opportunities for our manager and Snit, but he didn't do that, and ultimately it came back to bite us. The Olson thing is curious only because this is what we needed 2 months ago,
right,
John? We needed this Olson we're seeing is what probably would have had us either in front of the Phillies or at least a lot closer than 5 or 6 games, which is what we're back at now at 6 games after last night's loss. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at the Tour Championship. We're talking about the Braves because this series, guys, let's be honest, you lose the next few.
I'm going to make a declaration here, but
you're not winning this division.
That's what I'm about to say. I think the NL East ended last night.
Well,
and so
that was the nail.
Yeah, I think that was the nail. And I mean, you could win the next three, and everybody says, "Hey, you're still alive." Okay, fine, but you got to win the next three, and I'm not sure that's going to happen. And all I care about is for this team. Look, to me, this season is these sort of Braves. To me, it's all gravy anyway. And so if the sort of Braves make the playoffs, and that's my goal is for them to make a wild card, and then if they win more than one game, which is better than they did last year, these sort of Braves, I'm going to chalk this up as a win. And I got, you know, some people that were all mad at me for waving a white flag.
Yes, because you have lowered your expectations.
Well, of course. They're the sort of Braves, not the Braves. This is the sort of Braves.
Don't they still have Fried and Sale
and
Morton
and
Schwellenbach?
Yeah.
And isn't this one of the best rotations in Major League Baseball?
Sure.
Isn't this one of the better bullpens and one of the best closers in baseball? Don't you have a guy that's competing potentially for the MVP in Marcell Ozuna?
Right.
You can't wave the white flag, John.
Excuse me. Let's go back to the Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, John Smoltz. How many World Series did they win? Oh, that's right, just one. Why? Because the lineup, and I love Ron Gant, I love David Justice, and I loved Otis and Dion and Terry Pendleton and Sid Bream and all those guys. But it was a sort of lineup, okay?
And
this lineup is a sort of lineup.
No, there's no doubt. There is no more brand recognition as far as if I, again, grab somebody on Peachtree and said, give me the Braves lineup tonight, I'm willing to tell you they wouldn't be able to do it. But that doesn't mean you wave the white flag. There's still.
No, I'm just saying I'm going to accept whatever they do. I have no demand that they win the World Series anymore. Last year, I demanded they win the World Series.
Well, they blew it last year.
Well, of course. But I'm just saying I had a demand that they were the best team in baseball. You had 40-70 out there. You had the best team in the game. And there was a demand to win the World Series. At the beginning of the year, I had a demand that this team win the World Series. Now, I don't have any more demands. That's all. I'm just saying I'll ride the ride long as it goes. And, oh, by the way, the Falcons play the Steelers in about, 8 days?
Well, I can't wait for that. I can't wait for that. 404-726-0929. To John's point. point. Let me hear Brian Snicker. Oh, is back today. Glad that Franklin is doing well. He had to take a little day off for the little man yesterday. But let me hear Snit talk about flirting with disaster the whole game. This is kind of what I was talking about. Even though Charlie was getting out of these situations, you're like, yeah, I don't like the way it's going. And by the way, if you did not watch this game, okay, I know many of you are like, what are you saying? Charlie was walking guys last night,
yeah,
and putting guys on base,
yeah,
in pretty much every inning.
Yeah.
And that became the issue. He allowed a leadoff runner to reach in five of the first six innings. And that doesn't help you. That doesn't help you. Here's Snit talking about flirting with disaster.
You know, we were kind of flirting with disaster the whole game, really. And it's good that we jumped out and, you know, scored some runs. And, you know, we've won a bunch of those games recently, just like that one right there. So, is what it is.
Yeah, well, my only complaint about that soundbite is if you're going to use the term flirting with disaster, you got to sing it. You got to go full Molly Hatchet, okay? Flirting with disaster, y'all. I mean, you got to just do it, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you can't just say it.
I don't think Snit knows the words. He might, but I don't think he knows the words. Hey, by the way, we are broadcasting live at the Dobell tent today. It is literally next door to where we were yesterday. This entire area, it's on 16. So literally we're looking at the 16 green. And we can see 13 from here as well, on top of the hill. But this area is called The Landing, and we were at Bushmills yesterday. And today we just literally went one tent down. So if you are in the area and you're at the Tour Championship, stop by. We'd love to say hello. But it's the Dobell tent, and they have incredible drink specials. And the bartenders, Jesse and Carly. And
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Scotty, all the folks that are here, they're doing a great job, so make sure you stop in at the Dobell tent. All right, John, as we will shift gears, and we will, we're going to talk to Brian McFadden coming up. We'll see what the Braves do tonight. We'll talk to Grant coming up a little bit later on, Grant McCauley, in the show, and we'll get his take on all of this. But Olsen is catching fire. My question is it too late? Is it too late?
For what? The wild card? No, it's not too late for the wild card.
Well, you and I both know this. Sometimes guys can carry a team. We've seen it with Marcell Ozuna. Hell, he carried us for like 3 months. But this is the Olsen, as I said, that I needed 2 months ago. If he gets hot, there is a chance, from just a hitting standpoint, that he becomes a guy that could carry you offensively. Maybe he's putting 2 or 3 RBI up. I don't know. Last night, the 2 home runs was a shocker to me as just as much as everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying.
I mean, he's been trending in that direction over the last couple of weeks anyway.
Yes, he has.
And so, I mean, he's finally finding his stroke, which is good. Hey, look, again, everything is gravy to me. This is why I just, I'm not, this is the first time, since once they won the World Series, my demand was they win another. And this year, I don't have that demand. Now, I will say this. Make no mistake. When they come out of spring training next year, I will have a demand they win the World Series.
Yeah, because everybody's back and healthy.
Right, exactly.
It's a different look, especially with Strider and Acuna.
And Albies.
Correct. And hopefully, your fingers are crossed and those guys get back.
Riley.
Coming up, we're going to talk with Brian McFadden. He is the host of All Things Covered. That is a great podcast with two good, great corners. Also, he's a CBS NFL analyst. John just said it. We're counting down to the Falcons and Steelers. And football is literally less than a week away. Chiefs, Ravens to kick things off next Thursday night. We're going to talk to B-Mac coming up. We're live at the Tour Championship. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 again. Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 the game. John Fricke in for Mike on a Friday. Hey, we're counting down to the start of the NFL season. We're broadcasting live from the Dobell tent, by the way. You cannot miss it right here at the landing. Come through. Say hello to us. We'd love to see you guys. Let's talk to my man, B-Mac, Bryant McFadden. He does a great podcast called All Things Covered. He also is an NFL analyst for CBS Sports. B-Mac, you've been saying it all offseason. And the final official word came from Mike Tomlin this week that the Steelers are starting Russell Wilson. And I was like, thank God. Yes, because I'll be honest. I think that Justin brings a little bit of different flair to the situation. But I know what I'm getting with Russ. And I don't know if I'm getting the 2018 Russ or not, or the 2015. But I think this is a good decision for us. I'm not talking about the Steelers. Tell me what you think about it and what are they saying up there in Steeler land.
Well, me personally, I like the move. And the reason why, guys, is because if you were to compare both players from a year ago, and that's the only thing we can do when you look at comparing, right? Looking at what Justin Fields did in 2023 for the Bears, looking at what Russell did a year ago with the Broncos. Russell was a better quarterback, right? Russell was a better quarterback. He completed around 66% of his passes last year, 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Both of you guys would have took that with Atlanta last year coming from the quarterback play. If you had those type of numbers in Atlanta a year ago from your quarterback, you would have made the playoffs. You would have won the division. So Russell was a better quarterback, and I know he's been criticized. I think he's been unfairly criticized because people are talking like Russell was trash a year ago. He wasn't. Boom. And until they made that financial decision to bench him, because remember, he wasn't benched because he was playing bad. They wanted to bench him because he declined to take a pay cut. At that moment, when those things happened, they were in the playoff conversation. Think about that. They were in the playoff conversation when they demoted Russell Wilson as the starting quarterback in Denver. So me personally, yeah, we didn't really see a lot from Russell in preseason. He was injured. We saw some glimpses of positive things from Justin Fields. But Justin didn't really do enough to really unseat Russell, which is why I feel like Russell was going to win this job regardless.
B-Mac is freaky. What's up? How you doing, Bub?
How you doing, John? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, I got a quick question. Is there any vendetta on the part of your offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh against our team coming back to this stadium?
I mean, me personally, I don't think it's a vendetta, but you better believe it should be very, very personal for Arthur Smith. I think being a competitor and just knowing how he wants to establish himself as an OC in Pittsburgh, and he's playing against the team that basically let him go and say, well, you're not good enough to be our head coach. You better believe this should be a personal opportunity for Arthur Smith. Now, John, you know he would never say that publicly, but internally you would think he's feeling this is a little extra spice for him. You know, it's not just hot sauce. He got some peppers on that thing as well because he's feeling this is an opportunity to really – number one, get a win, get off to a good start. Number two, show your old organization you guys made the wrong decision.
All right, B-Mac, none of these wide receivers scare me. All right? Real talk right now. You already know. You're laughing because you know. George Pickens, okay, he should have 1,000 yards for whoever is quarterback. Van Jefferson is washed. Calvin Austin, stop it. None of these guys scare me. So with that said, what are you going to do? You're going to come in here and you're going to try to run the ball. Well, guess what, B-Mac? The O-line right now is broken. So for everything that I know about the Pittsburgh Steelers going into week one, and I don't think that much changes between now and 10 days from now, You tell me what they're going to try to come in here and do with Arthur Smith, because this is not the team that we might see 8 weeks from now. But to start the season, there are questions about Russell and his mobility and how he can move around when he is pressured. The offensive line, I've been saying it for 2 weeks, has issues, and none of these wide receivers scare me.
Yeah, and to your point, that's why, you know, Atlanta will be the favorites in this ball game. Now, upon Brandon Ayuk staying with San Francisco, many people thought he would find his way to Pittsburgh. And then when that happened, now you're looking at Pittsburgh like, ugh, a year ago you had better wide receivers than what you currently have.
Exactly.
You probably improved. No, I'm sorry. You did improve at the quarterback spot, but you took a step back at wide receiver when you let Deontay Johnson go, who was more than a serviceable wide receiver one or wide receiver two, in my opinion. So, yeah, if you're Atlanta, you got to like this matchup. Now, you're playing against a team that is feisty. They know how to win. They know how to compete. They know how to win ball games. But personnel-wise, from top to bottom, especially on the offensive side, Atlanta has a better offense than Pittsburgh personnel-wise on paper. But the game has to be played, and there's a lot of unknowns that are associated with both teams. You don't know what Russell's going to look like, because we saw the bare minimum from Russell offensively in the preseason with this new team. And you don't know what Kirk Cousins and his starters is going to look like, because they didn't play. So, what? This is an opportunity for Atlanta right now. Atlanta fans should feel extremely excited about the potential of this ball club starting week one. But you guys know how I'm rocking and rolling. Carl, John, I'm taking Pittsburgh all day. We're going to find a way.
Oh, my goodness.
I wouldn't expect him to do anything else. I mean, he's going to stay.
We always find a way.
No, I know you do. You always find a way. You know, I mean, you're going to find a way to get the team bus after the game, after a loss, and fly home unhappy, but you'll find your way. You were a great defensive back. You tell me, if I'm a general manager and I add Justin Simmons to Jesse Bates and A.J. Terrell, do I have one of the better defensive secondaries in the NFL?
I'll say you have two of the best safeties as a duo. You know, the option, the concern for me, I think would be the concern for you guys in studio, would be the opposite corner outside of A.J. Terrell. You know, Mike Hughes, if not mistaken, guys, correct me if I'm wrong, I think he's slated to be the starter opposite of A.J. right now.
Yeah.
Mike Hughes has kind of been a journeyman, came into the league with a lot of high potential, really haven't lived to the billing. But this is a great opportunity for him to kind of, you know, bring back his career, to say the least. And then outside, you got Clark Phillips, and you got some unproven guys. You know, King, who's been often injured more than anything, what does he have left in the tank? But with that concern opposite of A.J. Terrell, hopefully these two experienced ball-hawking safeties can help that cornerback or those cornerbacks opposite of A.J. Terrell. And I love the addition of Justin. You know, Carl, you've heard my praises. I don't know why he was still available. Two safeties that can coexist. Yeah. Two safeties that can tackle, they can play, they can be a big-time productive player in the box, in the post, and they know ball. They know ball, you know what I mean? So this defense has improved dramatically in the secondary, adding a guy like Jesse Bates from a year ago and then Justin Simmons. And then you look at getting Matthew Judon, an established pass rusher who is highly motivated because this is a contract year for him. So I think those two additions alone could help the secondary out in totality when you can put pressure on opposing quarterbacks, when you got two big-time safeties that can keep everything in front of them, and most importantly, turn the football over.
Best, one of the best secondaries now in the league? Are you willing to say?
No. Wait a minute. You got, look, John, Carl, y'all ready to jump the gun and say that one of the best secondaries in the league? We got to wait and see.
Why
to
be not? Determined. Why with these skill sets?
We got to see it on the field. I mean, the names look good. They sound good when you talk about them. Mm-hmm. All right, it makes you feel good, gets you fired up. But we have to see those names that we're talking about on the field together, balling together. In the preseason, we didn't see anything from those guys, right? So we're basing all of our opinions and our analysis based on what these guys have done in years past.
Okay. All right. Preseason? It's BMAC. B-Max joining us here on Tukes and Bell. We're talking football. You brought up Brandon Ayuk. What the hell's going on, man? We went through 6 weeks of all this fuss for nothing. They still cut the check. At the end of the day, he still gets 4 years, $120 million, and he didn't go anywhere. Like, what is going on? I see Jerry Jones every day talking about Dak. I love Dak. Dak's a son to me. Dak's great. But he still hasn't cut the check. Like, the 49ers, after all of this, do this, and they still haven't taken care of Trent Williams. What is going on?
I don't know. I mean, Brandon Ayuk, I think he just wanted to steal the headlines because you basically got the same contract that's been on the table for weeks.
Thank you.
And you stay in San Francisco. All of this hype about, you know, erasing the social media when you don't follow your team. And I don't know why guys keep doing this because I think it's come on, man. You're a grown man. And then number two, you said you want to be out, right? You want to get out. And you got a team that's trying to make it happen. And you're like, you know what? I really don't want to be out. I really want to stay in the house. But I just was pissed off. Like, it doesn't make any sense. But to your point, San Francisco not having Trent Williams, I think they got to find a way to try to get Trent Williams done or get him in the camp because he is the engine that gets everything going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Brandon Ayuk is a very, very critical piece to what they do offensively, especially in the passing game. But Trent Williams is a critical piece to what they do in the running game and the passing game. And he is a tone setter for their team. There's a lot going on in San Francisco. That's why I don't like San Francisco to come out the NFC this year. They have too many different issues going on. Brandon Ayuk. And will Brandon Ayuk be ready week one against the Jets? Will he be on a pitch count?
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm the same way. No. He's not going to be ready week one. I wouldn't be surprised to see a soft tissue injury surface for Brandon Ayuk because he's been away the entire offseason.
We know what you're saying. Okay. You can code it. Yes. We get you. No, we get you.
Yeah,
we understand.
So
no, it's all right.
I
understood exactly what you said. It's fine. You did it well. No FCC issue here. Okay. Just want to check on that. We're talking to B-Mac here. Hey, is it me, B-Mac? Or we went through this offseason here in this training camp of the preseason. And to Carl's point, I mean, you end up with San Francisco, you got Dallas, you know, with its issues, you've got the Jets and all the carping that's going on with, you know, Aaron Rodgers and the team, and you've got, you know, multiple teams here that seem to be, for whatever reason, not in the same headspace. And there are lots of them in the NFL that seem to have a problem right now that's going on in camp, or is it just a normal preseason and we're making too much out of it?
No, it seems a little more than what we've seen in years past. Now, the headlines, think about this, guys. You guys are in media just like I am. There's the cupboard was super full when it came to finding talking points to talk about with the NFL this season. There are so many things you could talk about. And good or bad, it's been a conversational piece week in and week out. And they've been stealing the headlines because either Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, contract, no contract. Will they pay CeeDee Lamb? Will they pay Michael Parsons? Where will Brandon Ayuk go? He's disgruntled, right? Trent Williams, Aaron Rodgers is saying something in the media concerning politics, and he's not a politician. Like, what's the disconnect between Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh? I mean, there's a Daniel Jones and the Giants. I mean, this is what the NFL is, and they love it. They're loving it. That's why so many people tune in to the NFL, because the anticipation, the buildup. The buildup starts during the combine, and it transitions through the draft. Then from the draft, it starts in offseason, who's being moved, who's being traded, who's being cut. So there's never a moment where you don't have nothing to talk about when it comes to NFL. And that's why I love this is the thing I'll say about this, guys. This is the one period in the NFL season, before the NFL season, where I really enjoy the most because there's 32 teams in the National Football League. And with that being said, there are so many fans that represent all 32 teams. And there's at least 27 teams that believe at this moment they actually have a shot to win the Super Bowl. Think about that. Think about how many fans are walking around with their chest up high before week one kicks off, and they believe we actually got a shot. Now, some of those dreams are flatlined by week three because reality sets in, but you actually feel like you have a shot. And that's what I love about the game of football because at this moment, for all our Atlanta Falcons fans that are listening to us, for you guys, how excited are you about your team this season? You believe you got a shot. And reality is only one team with a shot.
No, we don't believe. They do have a shot. That's not a belief. Yeah. It's a fact.
Now, if I'm Carolina, fan,
it's a fact.
They should quit now and go ahead and just be 0-15.
Carolina should quit. And the Saints should tank for Shador because,
remember, I said there's 27 teams that actually believe they might have a shot. 27. I said that.
There's a handful where it's a fact. This is a fact.
I got one more for you before we let you go. It's Brian McFadden, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. It's been, and this hits home, B, because the kid's from here. Deshaun Watson right now is looking like a bust. It's been five years since we've seen Deshaun Watson
best move the Falcons never made.
At his best. Well, that's easy to say now. But what are we getting with him this year? What are you hearing about him and What's the deal? Because if you're Cleveland and you have a subpar year, let's just keep it real. Defense is Super Bowl ready. They got Myles Garrett. Defense is stacked. Chubb's going to miss the first 4 weeks, but he'll be back. You spent money on Amari Cooper. What is the deal with Deshaun Watson?
It's time to put up or shut up for Deshaun Watson. Now, when you miss almost 2 years of football and you play quarterback, no question there's going to be a decline. But then when you go get 230, 240 fully guaranteed, something we've never seen done before in the game of football, the expectations are there, deserving so. Heavy is the head that wears the crown, to whom much is given, much is expected. And it hasn't been a big story, Carl, John, because they've been winning. Oddly enough, they're one of the few franchises in the National Football League where they don't necessarily rely on the quarterback as much as other organizations. And that's why they've still been successful, because two things have happened with Deshaun since being there in Cleveland. Either he's been injured or he's only given you serviceable football. In both cases, they found ways to win. So it's kind of been swept under the rug when you talk about the expectations that are following Deshaun. But this season, you got to find a way to deliver the goods, my boy. You got to.
Yeah.
Because when you get that type of contract, that type of money, you have to deliver. You cannot be a guy that's helping out. You got to be a guy that's leading. Because in that division, when you have quarterbacks like Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and now Dangerous, yeah, don't laugh, don't smirk. I mentioned Russell Wilson because last time I checked, he is the only quarterback in the AFC North with a Super Bowl win.
Yeah, all right. I got you.
Please tell me to stop when I say a lie. That's not a lie. I'm dead on right now. So you have to respect that. So for Deshaun Watson, you got to deliver, because let's say, and let's look at it like this before you let me go. Look at what Cleveland did this offseason. They kind of told us something, guys, without telling us something. They signed Jameis Winston to be a backup. They also signed Tyler Huntley, who's been a backup throughout his career, but also a guy who started in the National Football League with Baltimore. So you brought in two more than capable backups to be on your offense. Are you telling us you're preparing for something with Deshaun Watson?
Yes.
Because you don't usually see that with organizations, right?
Think about that.
You brought in two veteran, savvy backups that guys have played and have started in the National Football League.
His cap hit is $73 million, though. $73 million cap hit. You can't bench that guy.
To your point, John, I think it's more about they don't think Deshaun can stay healthy. Yep. They don't think Deshaun can stay healthy, so they're just preparing for if something happens to Deshaun. Because remember, they weren't prepared last year. Luckily enough, they got Joe Flacco out of the car pickup line, and he was playing like Joe Flacco Super Bowl winner.
Yeah. Fresh off the
you
couch.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, fresh off the couch.
No, he's in the car pickup line waiting to pick up his kids. Man, that car pickup line be super long, too. Goodness. Man. But it's like they don't want to be in that conundrum again of trying to figure things out, like what happened from a year ago. So me personally, to your point, everybody says that Daniel Jones has the most pressure. A lot of people are saying Dak Prescott has the most pressure.
No, it's
I would put Deshaun Watson in it.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Deshaun.
Exactly.
That's why
it's been sweeped under the rug.
Yeah. Good stuff, B. We got to run, man. As you know, great stuff. We look forward to next week. The start of the National Football League is here.
Oh, boy.
Cannot wait. And we will definitely chop it up with you, man.
Y'all got 1 week to enjoy the expectation that y'all believe y'all got a shot, because reality is going to sit in a Sunday from now when the Steelers come to town. Dangerous.
This was a good interview until we just went off the rails.
Well, you know, I mean.
No, I'm still here. I'm still here. No,
and then when he said he was picking the Steelers.
He's going to be invited B-Mac.
B-Mac, man, get out of here. We got to go, bro. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's Brian McFadden. And by the way, Falcon fans, to John Freaky's point, we do have a shot.
Oh,
if you don't realize that, I don't know what the hell you're watching.
Why do you think Judon and Simmons chose to come to Atlanta?
We got a shot. All right, we're coming back. Headlines, we are live at the Tour Championship. We're right here in the Dobell tent, man. Come on through. They got great drinks for you. It's fun. There is golf going on out here as well, and we'll get you caught up on that as well throughout the course of the show. It's Dukes and Bell, John Freaky, in for Mike.
Radio 92 on the game from the Tour Championship. Round number two, or is it being kind of deridedly called at the moment the Scotty Scheffler Open, because he's like Scotty, way ahead of everybody else. It's like a marathon. He got a 2.5 mile. I mean, he is way ahead.
Well, we may be at a golf tournament, boys, but Carl was just playing Picasso over there, taking some pictures of some lovely drinks by our friends
at Dobell. Yeah, man, they've literally made all the drinks, John, here, which I think there's 5 or 6 signature cocktails. And I like those things.
You too.
Yeah. And so they laid them out, right? They like literally there. And I just took one of them. I feel like I'm a professional photographer now because it had the background with Dobell and all the smoothest mastered and all the sayings and the phrases. Anyways, that's what I was doing over there. What'd I miss?
Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, okay. Okay.
We're all good.
By the way, just to follow up on what B-Mac was saying, and thanks to Brian McFadden for joining us. We're live at the Tour Championship, as John mentioned. And what's going on with Scotty Scheffler? He's about to win this thing. I mean, come on. I'm with John. 6 strokes?
Yeah, good luck.
I mean, he's got to put 2 in the water. What is this, 10 cup?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, it's not
going
to happen.
He gets Cheech Marin going another. I mean, we're good, but outside of that, man.
No, I'm with you on that. I think he's not going to collapse. I know that Rory beat him a couple of years ago.
Right.
I don't know if that's going to happen. Headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. John, let's follow this up with expectations.
Okay.
Because he said there are 27 teams that feel like, you know, they have a chance. And listen, everybody feels that way. And I'm being serious about Carolina. Just quit, okay? You guys can go ahead and give us the 2 dubs right now if you want to.
Well, there are other teams that should go. Denver should quit.
Well, them too, okay? There's a few teams right now in that category of you're not going to be
the
good.
And the reason you should quit is because Shedeur Sanders and or what you see at Carson Beck. You need a quarterback.
You do.
I mean, no offense to Bo Nix, but I mean, I don't know if that's going to happen out there. And I don't know about Bryce Young. I mean, you have to sometimes say, look, we just made a mistake.
Yeah.
Because it happens.
Yeah, well, remember, and Frank Reich's not there anymore.
Right.
He was the guy that was sold on this. He's gone. And they brought in Dave Canales to try to fix things. Okay.
All right, good luck.
Good luck. But let's talk about these expectations with the Falcons and specifically some of the things that you and I have talked about when it comes to this team. Guys, part of this is We tried to explain this. There is a buy-in that's going on. Now, you haven't seen it. I'm talking about our fan base. But we've seen it. We've witnessed it, and we felt it. And I think you feel it with Raheem Morris. But there is a buy-in. Part of the success of any football team, beyond talent, and we are talented, is do they truly believe that they've got a team that can do something?
So let's rewind to 2016. And I know I don't want to talk about 28-3, but we're during the season. They're 7-5. They lose the Eric Berry 2-point extra point kind of weird thing game. And then they get on a roll.
He beat us by himself.
I know he did. And then they get on a roll, and they start winning game over game. And not only are they feeding on themselves, but they started using this brotherhood term. And we were in the locker room, and you and I are coming back trying to explain to the fans, look, when they say they believe this,
yeah,
you can tell when it's fake and when it's real.
Good call.
All right? And so that was real. And we went, okay, these guys are connected. And when you're connected, good things. You stay healthy and you're connected, big things happen.
I totally agree. Judon and Justin Simmons have just added to what we already thought was a pretty talented team, but they filled the voids of what we needed. It's not like we just went out and picked up 2 guys off the street. You went out and got...
No, but it's even better than that, though. They wanted to be here. They could have gone... If Judon could have said, nope, I don't want that trade, and Justin Simmons, I'm going to go play over here.
Well, listen, Chicago wanted Judon.
Right.
I mean, he could have gone there.
Well, Simmons was up for 3 different teams.
And he went to meet with the Saints as well.
Right.
Hi, Saints fans. But that didn't happen. So here's the deal. This is what I'm saying, though. It's not as if we went and picked up 2 guys off the street that are just, you know, as we like to say, bums or guys that are not going to contribute. These guys are in their prime.
Right.
These guys can still play. So you added that, and you added to 2 guys that you needed help from a positional standpoint, right? You needed to improve your secondary. You did that. You needed to improve your pass rush. You did that. So that is why those are such significant moves on top of what you already felt like you had, specifically from an offensive standpoint. We're just talking, man. We're just having this conversation because –
let's add to this. Again, this is the fruition of everything that Terry Fontenot wanted it to be. There is a reason that he had in the top 3 on his board Kyle Pitts, in the top 3 on his board Drake London, in the top 2 on his board Bijan Robinson, in the top 2 on his board Michael Penix. There's a reason he drafted these guys. I don't understand. how you can have a fantasy team that's running back centric and not look at Bijan Robinson as a potential number one pick in the NFL in a fantasy draft, because he could have a monster. Dude, we're talking about that. Carl, this dude's special. He's special.
Oh, I know. Trust me.
Not playing fantasy footballer.
Yeah, right, whatever, Art. I know he is. This is what I was saying when we drafted him and everybody was tripping, saying you don't draft a running back that high. He is special because he can do so many other things. And when he becomes Christian McCaffrey-like, because I can't put him in that category yet. I can't say he's that. But he has the skill set to do it. But when he does, everybody's going to be on board, John. Watch. They're going to be like, oh, my God, I can't believe what I'm seeing with this guy. He's incredible. Yes, we know this.
We know this. We've been trying to tell you. Ain't nobody listening, but that's okay. You know, we'll just have to go out and prove it. Yeah, fine, good. We'll go out and prove it here. Hey, a real quick thing, because we got college football coming up, right?
Yeah, man.
And by the way, tomorrow we're going to have college football game time.
What time are you guys on?
8 to noon. It'll be 8 to 10 with Abe and Garrett, and then 10 to noon with Chris Goforth and myself in college football game time leading up to our coverage of college football. SEC late this week said that they are going to start injury reports. Every Wednesday, they're going to come out with injury reports. Players will be designated as available, probable, questionable, doubtful, or out.
Right.
And they're going to do that because of gambling and everything, but you're going to have to list the players and their status every week. So that's going to certainly give us a leg up in being able to pick games and to understand who's actually going to play or not. I think that they made a small mistake. I think they need to add coaches. The coaches ought to be listed as, you know, available, probable, questionable, doubtful, or out. Because, for example, Billy Napier, he's probable this week against Miami, but then it'll be questionable. Then he'll fall to doubtful, and at some point he'll be out.
Yeah, you're saying he's going to get fired. And you need to follow the progress of his
yes.
His
Billy
his
Napier
situation.
This week is listed as doubtful, and then all of a sudden it'll be, oh, he's listed as out.
Yeah. By the way, I got Miami winning that game.
Good. I said this just to Randy before the show. I have this strong sense. What happened with Georgia Tech and Florida State is not a surprise to me at all. This season is going to be totally whack. Whatever you think.
Whack as in whack or whack as in wacko?
Wacko.
Or wacky?
Wacky.
Okay.
Wacko, wacky, wacka.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's going to be just totally whacked. It's going to be really a fun year if you're a fan of college football, and an exasperating year if you are a fan of a team that you think is going to go, you know, 12-0 is going to end up 9-3, because it's just going to end. It's going to be that way.
Last night is a prime example, and you know, if you didn't watch the Colorado North Dakota State game, Shedeur Sanders is the real deal.
So is Travis Hunter.
And correct, but people, I think, again, you watch that game and they say, oh, that's, you know, they don't play anybody. Look at their conference. That's one of the better college football teams you'll see all season long in North Dakota. It just is. And, you know, they went into Colorado and played a very good game. They lose the game, and they covered. Thank you. And the bottom line for me is it gets back to what you're saying. These games are going to be a lot tighter than what people expect them to. I'm not telling you won't get your blowouts. You're always going to see that just from a talent-based standpoint. One team's going to be more talented, especially when you're playing lesser talented teams. But in these big games, like next week with Colorado playing Nebraska at Nebraska, mm-hmm. next week.
I know.
That's going to be a closer game than people is suspected to be, regardless of what you think Nebraska has been. Sorry, John. Or how bad they've been. Sorry, John. That's going to be a closer game.
Yeah, it'll be – well, I would be disappointed if Nebraska didn't win the game. I mean, they're the better team. But
is Raiola going to transfer before the game?
No,
I'm asking.
No. No?
No,
no
sure?
Not only that.
You sure?
He's going to not only play 3 years, but right behind him, his 15-year-old brother, Donovan Raiola.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be the next quarterback in Nebraska.
Is he?
Yeah.
They're paying like that up there, huh?
Well, you know, it's like.
Is that how they're paying?
It's legacy.
John don't want to admit it. That's how they're giving up the dough
no,
up there?
No, we're not Ohio State. We're, you know,
whatever.
$20 million for Ohio State for this year. $20 million for their players this year.
Yeah.
$20 million.
Yeah, that's why Ryan Day's got to win it. Hey, we're live at the Tour Championship, guys. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. John's in from Mike today. We got more fun on the way. NFL Blitz. We're also going to talk to a very influential individual in the 3 o'clock hour. Stay tuned and find out who it is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.